From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
I don't know which is harder to believe. The Badger men's basketball team scored over 100 points or Frank Kaminsky broke the school's scoring record with 43. Both happened last night as the Badgers beat North Dakota 103-85 in Madison. Kaminsky's a junior forward, made 16 of 19 from the floor, 6 of 6 from three-point range, and hit 5 of 6 free throws as he broke the Wisconsin record of 42 points set by Michael Finley in 1994 and Ken Barnes back in 1965. And it almost didn't happen. Coach Bo Ryan pulled Kaminsky with 4:37 left with the Badgers up by 16 and the student section booed. Several players encouraged Ryan to put Kaminsky back in for one more possession, and only then did the coach realize Kaminsky was close to the record. The Badgers are right back at it tomorrow night, taking on Bowling Green. Also, the Badger football team preparing for Minnesota and the Paul Bunyan Axe game this Saturday in Minneapolis. Coach Gary Anderson says the Gophers are playing well.
You know, it's going to be four quarters of a highly contested football game because you're going to have technique on both sides. You're going to have smart kids who are going to be in the right spots. Somebody's going to have to win in the trenches to be able to move guys around. And when both teams have had success, they've been able to do that. And then they found a way to make the big play, whether it's, again, by a turnover or an explosive with their offense.
Milwaukee Brewer free agent Corey Hart says four teams have shown an interest in signing him, the Brewers, Boston, Colorado, and Tampa Bay. Hart says he'll take less money to return to Milwaukee, his only major league organization. However, he now says it will be a family decision. The Bucks will try to end a five-game losing streak tonight when they host Portland. And you can check out the entire high school basketball scoreboard from last night on our website at WSAU.com. That's sports. I'm Tom King.